And a very good morning to you. It is Dubai today. It's not the morning mantra. Of course, that was the Gayatri mantra. It's a gorgeous mantra, if you haven't otherwise heard it. And my co-host on this morning's program is Cyntha Gonzalez. Cyntha is a human relations coach and an aspiring author, currently writing two books. We can have a chat about that in a few moments. And Cyntha is also an emotional intelligence trainer. Now, Cyntha is joining me on this morning's program because I thought that I'd like to take a look at relationships. What is the situation with relationships? What do our intimate relationships really say about us? And why do we seek and attract certain people? And a question, what is infidelity? Very good morning to you, Cyntha.
Good morning, Jessica. Thank you for having me.
Well, no, thank you for being here. It was such a wonderful time that we had last week when we were talking about food scarcity and food crises and what's going on with the world. I've gone raw food since that program, and I feel amazing. I feel fantastic.
You look really alive.
Yeah, well, as opposed to being half asleep on a million coffees. No, I did appreciate last week's program. And, of course, knowing that this is also one of your areas of forte, looking at relationships, and not just any relationship, but our intimate relationships. Mm. This is something that I've wanted to do on the program for a while, and so that's what we're going to take a look at on this morning's program. I was quite interested to see that, funnily enough, talk about the universe conspiring. The Mail Online, don't worry about the newspaper itself, but the point is, Lucy Cavendish, she recently wrote a piece, and it was published today, Could Your Relationship Survive a Platonic Affair? Her story's really interesting, and I think, I don't know, I can't speak on the behalf of men, but I think there's a lot of women who could probably relate to this.
Okay, well, you know, before that's what we would call a platonic relationship is also sometimes can be an emotional affair. So, but before we go into that, I feel, and I definitely want to come back to that, but before we do, I want to just say something in general, which is that we are in a situation right now across our world, which is in a new paradigm around how we approach intimate relationship. And what do I mean by that? And what do I mean by a new paradigm? It means a new way of seeing things and not being relegated to the old way of approaching or perceiving intimate relationship.
Are you talking about the change in tradition versus modernity? Is that what we're looking at?
Not quite. I'm looking at something a bit more really just psychological and emotional. And because one of my specialties is very much emotional intelligence, it's around the emotional intelligence that we bring to relationship. There's an author that's inspired my work a lot named Harville Hendricks, who wrote Getting the Love You Want, amongst many other books. And in his book, he says, basically, we make a choice if we're going to have a conscious relationship or an unconscious relationship.
What's the difference?
The difference is that a conscious relationship is when we are aware of the past patterns that we are living out with our current partner. We are aware of what he talks about, the limbic brain or the reptilian brain, and this old brain that has been deeply influenced by our childhoods and that basic fundamental relationship that we had with our mother and our father or our very primary caretakers, and how whatever is unfinished, what we call in the vernacular now unfinished business, whatever unfinished business, which basically means the unresolved pain, the unresolved feelings, the unexpressed feelings, whether they could be even positive feelings. You can have unexpressed feelings that are also really positive. That any of that unfinished business, we will inevitably and unavoidably bring into our intimate relationships.
Could you give me an example?
Yeah. So let's say, for example, that you grew up with a parent that had a really bad temper and that was always, you know, yelling and swearing and even could resort to physical violence. And then you vowed, I will never, ever, ever get together with someone that has that. I will never marry someone that has that problem because I don't want to have that and I don't want my children to be raised with that. And then you meet someone and all's well and you're in love and everything's great. And then maybe about 8 months into the relationship, they start revealing a temper that you didn't even know that was there in the beginning. And so you may feel, what's happening here? How is this possible?
You didn't know it was happening there, but is that in a conscious mind? Whereas at a deeper subconscious level that you weren't aware of, you identified with that, and that's exactly why you were attracted
exactly.
to that.
Exactly. And there's a line in his book, which I love, which says, we spend our whole lives searching for an intimate partner that will have the positive and the negative traits of our caretakers, our parents, in most cases.
It's a tricky one because we're talking about our intimate partners. Mm-hmm. We're not just talking about a platonic. Mm-hmm. We're actually talking about a physical intimacy that you have with someone, mm-hmm. which is a really sensitive subject to be mm-hmm. talking about. How does that play out? That almost sounds a bit Freudian.
Well, okay, yeah, and it is. And Freud had his you know, I mean, he was one of the ones that definitely termed masochism, because you could say, well, that sounds very masochistic. Why in the world, why would I attract somebody that is a negative replay of my parents? And the reason why is that we are always trying to grow up emotionally. We want to become more emotionally grown-up adults. And now with the buzzword being emotional intelligence in the way that it wasn't 20 years ago, we are learning to take more responsibility about why we are in the situations that we are in. So back to this. So why would we attract somebody that would have the negative traits of our parents? It's because we want to learn a more healthy sense of detachment. We want to learn to ultimately forgive our parents. But in order for us to forgive them, we also have to move through the more core base emotions that got roused up inside us when we were little children, but were most likely unsafe to express. So what happens is, it's like Rip Van Winkle. We go into a kind of a, we go to sleep on that level. We put them into a time capsule. And we walk around with these time capsules, and then an intimate relationship, and especially one where there's marriage, because marriage is the closest thing to childhood in the sense that there's no exit. It takes a lot to undo a marriage. And that reawakens that reptilian brain, that old brain, that real primal brain within us that says, oh, this is just like when I was a little child, and I can't get out of this, and oh no. So any unfinished emotion that never got expressed when we were a child will now get expressed and in that current intimate relationship.
We're speaking on this morning's program about relationships. What do our intimate relationships say about us, and why do we seek and attract certain people? And also, what is infidelity? That's what we're taking a look at.